Hey guys, welcome back to Ginger Ginnery. Sorry about last week. I didn't get to upload an episode. I'm just dealing with some personal stuff. But I'm back here today and I was thinking about the topics that I should be recording, and I had some written down. And I was gonna post this topic a while back actually, and I thought about it and I just kept it and I didn't really revisit it until now. So today's topic would be about me being a model in particular. So I worked as a model for almost 10 years or so back in the Philippines. Okay, so let's start with how I became a model. So I think I was still in college, and there was a friend who was a photographer, and he asked me if I wanted to do some test shots because he needed some photos to show his client. And I was like, yeah, sure. So it was nothing special. It was just in a studio and I brought my own clothes and we did some test shots. And, you know, I found it really fun. I felt like I was a bit of a natural in front of the camera, although growing up, I really hated taking photos. If you ask my parents, I used to like cry and go under the table if we had to take photos, or I'd cover my face. So it's weird that I felt like I was natural at it and I quite enjoyed it. And then after that, I don't know if it was him or someone said like, hey, you should actually try modeling. And I was like, why not? And at that stage of my life, I was very like adventurous. So I wanted to try new things. I wanted to do new stuff because I was in a place where I actually stopped going to med school. And all this time, I've wanted to become a doctor, and that dream kind of shattered. And I was in a place where I was lost and I didn't know what to do with my life anymore. So I just wanted to try different things. So anyways, I started to go to auditions and castings, and I looked up agencies and I go to casting calls and stuff like that. But in the how many years that I've tried to book a job as a model, probably 2 years, I never got a job. Like if I got a job, it was probably like in the background, like extra, like not getting paid, sort of thing, X deal stuff. So never really got a decent booking. And I was just like, okay, maybe this is not for me. But I kept doing it because I thought like, you know what, I'm not like ruining anything. It's just on the side. It won't hurt me to just keep going to auditions. And so I just went and went. And the big break actually came when I did FHM. Now, that's a long story, but I don't want to get too deep into it. But it was through a friend of a friend, and he's a photographer at FHM, and he actually suggested like, do you want to try out like to post for FHM? But it's not a sure thing because the editors will choose whether you'll be part of the magazine or not. So I was like, yeah, why not? Like, so I did a couple of shoots, and it got picked as one of the features. And after that feature, like I felt like my career started like accelerating. Maybe it was because I was doing the wrong thing in the beginning. Like I always went to auditions and castings for this, you know, this typical catwalk model. And I'm not a typical catwalk model. One, because I'm not that tall. I'm only 5'6". And in the modeling world, that's considered short, especially if you're doing catwalk. Two, I wasn't that skinny. I was like normal weight. And normal weight in the modeling world, especially if you're trying to do like runway and high fashion, it's like, no, you're too big in that industry. And now a lot of things have changed, but back then it wasn't like that. So yeah, I wasn't like fit to be that really high-end model. So, and I did have that look as well because I don't have those features. And I was always going against like these really gorgeous Brazilian models. And they were like so much taller than me, so much skinnier than me, really good features. Not saying that I have bad features, but like, you know, the features that were fit for that industry. And I was just trying to go for the wrong things. And after I got the FHN gig, it reminded me that, hey, like, I have a different body type. I have a different look. I need to find where I belong. So for me, I know that I have a more curvaceous figure. So I do have, like, the chest and, you know, a more, like, slim waist and broad shoulders kind of thing. And I do think that I fit more of, like, a bikini model because of my body figure. And yeah, that's just how things work. You need to find what you fit into. You need to fit the category. Like, you can't just expect that everything will go right. And sometimes you just need to step back and say, like, okay, what are my strengths and what are my weaknesses, and try to find a place that you fit in naturally. Because if you're going against the waves, it's really hard to make it. But if you're going with the waves, like, you know, you're gonna get there. So that's what I realized, and that's how my career started as a model. I did book a couple of things here and there, a few, like, commercial stuff, but it wasn't consistent, and I would always not get picked for it. I would always be like, okay, the background girl or something like that. So, you know, I just found out that, hey, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, I need to work with it. And FHM really helped my career a lot. And then after that feature, I got featured a couple more times. And then I was on the cover, and I think I was on the cover of FHM at least 3 times on for my entire career. So it really worked out. And, you know, I know a lot of people will judge me for it because, like, being, like, a sexy figure is kind of, like, thought as a negative in some ways, because maybe it's, like, it's the religion and stuff like that. And I understand it, because my parents were also a little bit iffy about it. A lot of people ask me, like, how did your parents react with your sexy photos? At first, obviously, they weren't very happy with it, but I guess they noticed and realized that it's my life and I'm an adult and I have the right to make my own choices. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I actually honestly don't think there's anything wrong with being sexy. I don't know why some people bash others about it. The thing is, I'm just happy with my body and confident with my body, and I want to show that. There's nothing wrong with that. At least, yeah, that's what I try to be. I want to try to be more confident with myself and who I am. Trying to be skinnier or trying to fit this image of what beauty is supposed to be like. So I just wanted to be me. And I think modeling helped me become more of who I am, like, just be naturally who you are and not try to fight to be a commercial model or not try to fight to be, like, a catwalk model, high-end model. I'm just, yeah, this is me. This is me. I do sexy shoots. I have that image and it's fine. I did mention that I want to be confident. There are a lot of the times when you are a model that you lose confidence. I know it's contradicting, but it does happen because you're surrounded by such gorgeous people all the time and you don't want to compare, but you tend to, like, we're human, so I am human. I did compare myself to other girls at times, and so I want to talk about the pros and cons of being a model. So let's start with the pros. The pros is that being a model, you get a lot of free stuff. This is, like, the best part of modeling, because once you model some things, sometimes the clients give you what you model, or they send the products to you, to your house, and it was great. I do have a lot of bikinis, definitely. That's the one thing that I had a lot. So a lot of swimsuit companies would send me swimsuits, and just, you know, it was nice to get free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff, right? So that's the pros of being a model, definitely. And another pro would be having good photos of yourself. So it's like a lot of people I know, especially in Korea, they do this profile picture thing where they book a studio, they book like photographers and makeup artists so that they can have photos of themselves done professionally and, you know, keep it as remembrance. And I don't need to pay for that because I will always have a lot of photos because obviously that was my job. And yeah, it's always good to have good photos of yourself so you could also look back. It creates a lot of good memories and you could always tell your grandchildren, hey, look, you know, your grandma was a hot stuff. Like, just, yeah, it's good to always have good photos of yourself. Let's go to the cons. So the cons, it's a little bit controversial, but there was a continuous weight control that I had to keep. Like, I had to keep fit. I had to, you know, be a certain size. But it wasn't because anyone was telling me to. It's because, like, if I don't keep those standards, I wouldn't get booked. So it was basically like, okay, you don't have to follow it, but there's no rule, like, for models being overweight or whatever weight you want to be. But in the end, clients will book people who are more fit. So that's why you need to control your weight. It was really hard for me to control my weight because I love eating. I don't know if you follow me on my Instagram, but until now, I am a foodie. I love to eat and I eat a lot. Like, if you ask my friends, my family, my husband, I eat like like maybe like good for four people. That's what people tell me. And some people get shocked when they see me, how, the amount that I eat. And my friends often tell me that I should do a mukbang channel on YouTube. But yeah, so I love to eat and it was really hard because I had to limit my intake and I always went to the gym. That wasn't really big of an issue. I did not really prefer like doing, you know, the typical gym workouts like running, biking, whatever, lifting weights. That wasn't really fun for me. It's really good that I found jiu-jitsu, and here we go again with jiu-jitsu. After doing jiu-jitsu, I didn't really have to think much about like what I eat and, you know, the hassle of exercising because one, I loved doing jiu-jitsu and it did help me keep fit. And I could eat whatever I want and just maintain the weight. And it was awesome. So definitely jiu-jitsu is a must if you want to try to lose weight. another con is dealing with people. Like, this would be with any other job, but with modeling, it's just a little bit catty. And we meet people that are just a little bit sensitive, extra sensitive. And also another con would be it's a stressful job. You know, people might think it's easy just posing in front of the camera, but it's not. And you get mentally drained after doing a shoot or preparing for a shoot. It is really mentally draining and it is really tiring and it is not an easy job. Let me just tell you, it's not an easy job. Another con would be just dealing with the amount of stress and like you have to be really strong because you're gonna be in a room filled with other gorgeous models and you have to control your mind to not compare yourself to anyone and just be strong and not get any eating disorders because it happens a lot in the modeling world. So yeah, the con is really the mental part of it. For me personally, it was. And in the end, there are pros and cons, but I'm just gonna say this. If anyone wants to be a model, just find your category. Like, there are so many types of models nowadays. It's not just limited to one. And you know, agencies now want real people. And I think that's great because you don't have to kill yourself to look like a certain beauty. Like, this beauty standard, like, they put you in a box and they say you have to look like this and you have to be this weight and you have to be this tall. And now it's like opening up a little bit, and I like that. So if you want to be a model, just find out what your niche market is, what your strengths are, and what your weaknesses are, like me. So it worked out for me because I found what works for me and what works for my body type. So yeah, I think that's it. It's not really much, and I still time to time do some modeling gigs here and there, but nothing like what I used to do back in the day. I know it's back in the day, it sounds weird like I'm so old, but I am kind of old now, so okay, I'm not that old. Yeah, I'm fine. Anyways, so that, there you have it. That was my episode for being a model. I didn't talk about anything other than modeling. Like, I've done, you know, DJing, radio jock, I've been a host, I've been an actress, but I'll talk about that if you guys are interested in it. But a lot of people were interested in how life is being a model. So this is the episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you. Bye.